Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
There you go, loads more messages for Brian D'Arcy, which we might come to before the end of the programme. But in the meantime, I want to bring along a voice, one of those voices that will stop what you're doing, stop you what you're doing, and make you sit up. Aaron Rowe, he grew up in Monkstown Farm in South Dublin, and through hard work, the grit, the gigs, and a couple of lucky pub encounters, his voice has found its way from the pubs locally to Glastonbury. Now on the big world stages, he's alongside Ed Sheeran, Lewis Capaldi, Sam Fender. His debut EP, Exodus, it is about identity, it's about the characters who shaped his life, and it's wrapped up in beautiful Irish melodies. It's part of this modern wave of amazing kind of folk and just brilliant talent. So before we chat to him, Aaron Rowe, let's hear this amazing voice of yours. Hey Ma. He can do his magic in the corner of any room. Aaron Rowe, that's Hey Ma. Thanks a million. Come on over to the desk here for a chat. And that was a live fiddle, by the way. Ronan Stewart, thank you so much for that. It's like if Damien Dempsey was Gen Z. That's kind of, with a bit of Cullum Muckanumra in the background, that's what it'd be like. How are you doing, Aaron?
Good, how are you getting on? All right.
What were you doing last night? Tell everyone.
I was in the Tree Arena last night and opened up for Lewis Capaldi. It was unbelievable.
That's a buzz, I'd say.
Crazy, yeah. I've been doing the tour for the last month and it's been class, but it was very special last night because I had a lot of friends and family in the crowd, you know.
Singing along?
Yeah.
The local crowd would know you anyway at this stage, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I spent a long time playing around town and gigging around every pub in Dublin City, pretty much, you know what I mean, for well over 10 years. So I suppose the whole original thing and the big venues is a new thing to me, but definitely been around for a long time, you know.
Which pub in Dublin were you in when Lewis Capaldi strolls?
I was playing in Cassidy's. I used to play Cassidy's every Sunday. Yeah.
On Camden Street, yeah. Lovely pub.
Yeah, great spot, yeah.
And come here, what were you playing? Do you remember seeing him? Did you notice he was in the crowd when you were up on stage?
What had happened was I was finished my gig and Lewis apparently was on a stag party and... they were like, Lewis Capaldi's coming in, would you play on for another hour? I was like, grand, yeah. So play for another hour, and I just said hello. Didn't want to bother him too much at the time. But a few weeks later, I happened to be over in Nashville. I was going over there to make some music and to work with a few people. And I'm standing at a bar the night before I go home, and the big man is standing beside me again, only weeks apart in a different part of the world. And we end up having a few pints and we've been very good friends ever since.
Wow, how long ago was that?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago? You're now touring around the place with him?
Yeah.
Where have you been to on the tour?
We've been all over the UK. We've done London, Manchester, Nottingham, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Sheffield, Cardiff. I'm going to leave something out. Dublin, I think.
It's a pretty kind of rocket rise, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been kind of weird, to be honest. Like, if you had asked me, like, say, a year and a half, 2 years ago, what my ideal situation would have been, this would totally blow that out of the water, you know?
I love kind of how sort of homemade it is that... You could be talking about the 70s here. You met a fella in a pub and then you travel across the world and you meet the same fella in another pub, and before you know it, you're playing to massive audiences.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, it's you have to get... If you dwell on it too much, it can make your head spin out, to be honest, you know?
And it's all your own music.
Yeah, it's all my own music, yeah.
That's what's beautiful about it.
Yeah.
Then Ed Sheeran, where does he come into the Lewis Capaldi equation?
Ed's been very good to me over the last... year since I've met him. He's been like a mentor to me, a big brother, and a very good friend to me. He's helped me out so much. Lewis and my manager Connor would have showed Ed one of my songs one day, and then he wanted to meet me that day, so I went and met him when he was in Ireland. And then pretty much from that day forward, he's just been you know, helping me do what I want to do and make the music I want to make. So
and he's about to launch a new album and go on tour as well. You're going to be involved.
Yeah, I'm going to be out in America with him from June to November on his stadium run.
So you've done the arenas with Lewis Capaldi. Now this is the stadium. Are you ready for it?
Just take it as it comes, you know what I mean?
What is the congratulatory slagging like in back home in Monkstown Farm?
Oh, it's the typical. Do you know what I mean? Don't get to it. Like, don't forget me when you're famous. If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna.
Is that
honestly,
what
I say? I'm gonna like pour cement into my ears.
You're gonna be the first person I'll forget. And come here, Monkstown Farm. For people who aren't familiar, it's South County Dublin.
Yeah.
But as the first line of the song suggests, you can see the mansions from the council estates.
Yeah, well, as you know, Monkstown and Monkstown Farm are two very different places. Do you know what I mean? So, I wanted to talk about home because it was really the song is really about me moving over to England, but I wanted to talk about, you know, where I grew up in the first verse of the song. So I thought that pretty much hit the nail on the head. And I am working class, and I'm from South Dublin, so you know, you're surrounded by a totally different environment to the one you grew up in, you know.
Did you say, I read in an interview that you used to go into pubs busking because you were dressed a certain way, you thought there was...
I think that might have been blowing out of proportion a little bit, but there was a few things, like, you know, not to bang on about it because it was when I was younger, but I just felt like, you know, that there was a bit of a stigma towards you when you had this sort of accent. If you had a shorter haircut, if you had certain runners on you, you know, you weren't really given the same respect as a musician or anyone really, like, you know, walking into venues or any jobs, like, you know, you kind of always been seen as a bit of a gimmick or something, like, you know.
Because you're probably talking about an era where there was a gloss put on musicians, but we've moved into a different place now, haven't we? It's authenticity people are looking for,
I think,
particularly
so,
in this
yeah.
country.
I think so. Like, I think for the last 20 years, everything's been really super squeaky, pop, clean. And I think people are just sick of it now, you know? Like,
you're proof of it.
I don't know about that, but hopefully I'm doing something right. You know,
it doesn't sound like you're hung up on it, though, that you don't have...
No, not at all. I just like making tunes. You know?
The chip on the shoulder now is no harm sometimes.
I leave that in the songs. I won't bang on about it in real life, you know.
What are you hoping for? Because you're in this amazing moment.
I just want to make more tunes that people resonate with. Everything that has happened has been more than I ever could have hoped for. So just to keep doing more of what I'm doing.
Are you working tonight?
Yeah, I'm back in the Tree Arena, the last night of the tour tonight. So, yeah, I can't wait.
That's sold out, though.
Yeah, it's sold out, yeah.
We look forward to when it's your name and some other young lad is below you.
100%.
Supporting you.
Hopefully.
Aaron Rowe, thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
You were very important for us today. Thanks a million for
that.
Thank you. And good luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.